Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. As the Ramadan is coming to an end, Zakatul Fitr is expected. Zakatul Fitr is a charitable donation of food that must be given before Eid prayer before the end of the month of Ramadan for the love of Allah. Now, it is compulsory upon every self-supporting adult Muslim who has food in excess of their needs and on behalf of themselves and their dependents. So, how many Muslims have started giving out zakat? Well, let's find out.
Zakatul Fitr is an important rite that must be performed at the end of Ramadan, which is the fasting, for every Muslim that has dependents for him or herself. So if you're a father, you're obliged to give Zakatul Fitr on behalf of your wife, your children, and yourself. If you're a young guy and you have the means, you give out. It's mandatory upon you to give it out. If you are not depending on anyone, you have to give it out. And Zakatul Fitr should be given out before you go for Eid prayer. That's before you go for prayer in the morning. You should give it out. That way, those you are giving it out to would also be happy that they have something to come back home to after the prayer. You should give it out to those in dire need of it. So you can see, you can find it is everywhere in your community, around you, someone that is in need of it, a family that is in need of it, you give out Zakatul Fitr to that family. So it should be given in food items, grains. There's a measurement for that. I won't dabble into that. Yeah, and then some scholars even say you should give it out as cash equivalent. But you are supposed to give it out before going for the Eid prayer. Some people even start giving their own. Some people have started giving their own from today. Tomorrow, which is 29th day of Ramadan. We don't know if Ramadan would be 30 this year or 29. But the goal is to give it out before you go for prayer. Like me now, I won't give out because I have a husband. So my husband is going to give out on my behalf. You get? Because I'm considered his dependent. So he's going to give it out on my behalf. When I was in marriage, my dad used to give it out on my behalf because I was still with my father. I was still living under his roof. We'll give out as tomorrow by God's grace, yeah, God's willing.
Assalamu alaikum. Good evening. My name is Ibrahim Abubakar. Zakatul Fitr is an obligatory almsgiving in the month of Ramadan and recommended to be given by a man of household, a man who has a family, and he must give a measure of food item advisably grains that is commonly eaten in the community or in the society where the person resides. So for instance, in Abuja, Nigeria, what is commonly eaten is rice. And if somebody does not have the ability to do rice, the person can do other type of grains. It is a measure of, according to the, as recommended, say about 4 arms full of grains for each member of the family, and the head of the household must give that measure for every member of the family. And if he has dependents and slaves, he must give for them. This, it is recommended that this alms is given between the 28th of the month of Ramadan and the early morning of the day of Eid before the Eid is conducted, so that the receiver, the less privileged or the needy who is receiving the arm will be able to celebrate the Salah as everybody wants to be in a joyful mood during the Salah period. Okay, like I mentioned, the alms is given before going for Eid on the day of Salah, between the 28th, 29th, and the day of Salah. I have given my own today, 28th. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. Thank you very much.
So Zakat al-Fitr is a charitable donation of food that must be given before Eid prayers. The aim is to help those who are poor celebrate Eid like every other Muslim. It's usually given in grains, so rice, millet, maize, and to a quantity that is enough to feed a family for one meal. Every Muslim woman, man, old, young, who can afford it and is debt-free has to give Zakat al-Fitr. And it has to be given between 2 days to Eid and just before the Eid prayers on Eid day. So I will be giving mine tomorrow. I'll be giving rice. Everyone eats rice in Nigeria, so it makes perfect sense.
Those are some Muslim faithfuls there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at Zakat al-Fitr, its significance, and who is worthy of giving and receiving it. Zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam and is an obligatory annual payment made to purify all wealth held above the nisab threshold value. But what's the difference in Zakat and Sadaqah? My colleague Muslim Muhammad Yusuf speaks with an Islamic cleric.
My name is Alita Abba, the chief imam of the Millat Ibrahim Mosque from Sabar Usona Kawaji from Kano State. Well, in Islam, Zakat al-Fitr, Zakat of breaking the fast of Ramadan. And it was also known as Sadaqah al-Fitr, charity of breaking the fast, or Zakat al-Fitr, the alms of human nature. It's a form of almsgiving, which in Islam considers a required of every Abel Muslim at the end of the Ramadan. And the purpose of the Zakat al-Fitr, it is to enable poor people to celebrate Eid al-Fitr, the festival to break the fast of Ramadan. So, and also in Islam, it is mandatory from sunset of the last day of fasting and remains so until the beginning of Eid al-Fitr, shortly after sunrise on the following day. And however, it can be paid period to this period. Some of the Sahaba confessions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid it couple days before Eid al-Fitr, that is 2 days or 1 day before the Eid al-Fitr. And also the amount of Zakat is the same for everyone, regardless of their income. The minimum amount is one for double handfuls. There's one cup that called Sa'i, or the Sa'i, or the Mudunabi. Mudunabi, that is all cups of the Mudunabi, it will make the Sa'i, that is the mud which are within in the market. So you can also use that one, and also we can use our hand, the one which will not a big hand, and also not a small one, so the middle hand, so you can use it.
So what is the difference between Zakat al-Fitr and Sadaqah?
So Zakat al-Fitr, it is Zakat, which that, as we said before, it is used, it has a time. You cannot do it until in the first of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, and the ending of the month of the Ramadan. And they are going to give it in the end. So it has the two times, 2 days before the Eid al-Fitr or 1 day before the Eid al-Fitr, as the one of the caliphate of the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has done that. He is the Abdullah ibn Umar. And also there's a right time which is supposed to do it. That is in the day of Eid al-Fitr, after the sunset or after the Fajr prayer. So you must give it before the imam and his prayer for the Fitr prayer.
So if someone give out on Salah day, it's not Zakat al-Fitr?
No, it is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to give it after that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called that as a sadaqah from the sadaqat. It is not a Zakat al-Fitr.
Like, what could nullify someone's Zakat al-Fitr while giving it out?
Actually, if you do something anything that you are going to do it according to the Sharia, just do it rightly. Be as a believer, do it as a God, straightly to the God, so it can be acceptable. And also, don't give it to somebody that you can after to destroy what you have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that wala tubtilu a'malakum, don't destroy your what you have done before.
So which among the set of people are entitled to collect zakat al-fitr?
Poor people, whoever that doesn't have what he can eat in the day, so we the ones are supposed to give the zakat al-fitr to him.
Right.
But even him, if he can get something above what that they can afford to eat on that day, he too is capable, he's supposed to to give his own zakat al-fitr.
That was an Islamic cleric there speaking. Who is eligible to give and receive zakat? Is it right to take and sell zakat? Another Islamic cleric educates us.
My name is Hassan Hussein, the chief imam of Muslim community Juma at Mosque, Masaka Zone 5. According to Islam, there are a set of people you give zakat al-fitr. One, the needy, the poor. These are the people you are expected to give zakat to. And anyone under you, under your custodian, you are not supposed to give them zakat, like your wife, your children, your brother that are under your care. You don't give them zakat in fitr. You take it out and give to the needy or the poor people close to you.
So should someone use money instead giving out the food?
The money is not permissible according to Islam. You are to give out food. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the type of food you are going to give out, like rice, millet, corn, beans. That is the food that you eat in that community, the nature of the food. That is what you give out.
Mm. Okay, is it okay for someone to collect the cattle fitter and then sell it out?
Yes, if you give it to person, the person has the right to utilize it the way he wants. If you feel like selling it, that one belongs to him. If you feel like using it to eat, that is under his own. But you in person should not give money. But when you give it to him, he has the right to utilize it in any way he wishes to use it.
That was Hassan Hussein, Chief Imam, Masaka Mosque, speaking. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.